your Bibles and turn with me first to Genesis chapter 1. Genesis being the first book of the Bible. Chapter 1, we'll be reading verses 1 to 5 and then verses 14 to 19. This is God's holy, infallible word. Give it now your full attention as it is read. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness He called night. And there was evening, and there was morning the first day. And God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be lights in the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and the stars. God set them in the expanse of the heavens to give light on the earth, to rule over the day and over the night, and to separate the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day. Please turn now to the Gospel of John, chapter 1 as well. John chapter 1, we'll be reading verses 1 to 18, which is known as the prologue, the introduction to John's gospel. Again, this is God's holy word. Listen now to it. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about Him and cried out, "This was He of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me,' because He was before me. And from His fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the only God who is at the Father's side, He has made Him known." Thus far the reading of God's Word. Let us pray together. Father, we thank You for blessing us with Your Word this morning, both from Genesis chapter 1 and John chapter 1. the good news, the witness of Jesus Christ, written by your Holy Spirit through your servant John. We pray that you bless our time of worship as we continue this morning, being fed by your holy word. Be with us in the might and the power of your Spirit, not only the author of your word, but the one who will open our eyes to understand it, to believe it. Grant us faith and growth in grace and the knowledge of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated. We're going to begin this morning talking a little bit about storytelling. A bit of a lost art in our culture where we resort to more TV and movies and passive forms of entertainment. But there is an art of storytelling. And it's been practiced pretty much since the beginning of time. And I don't want to talk just about stories. I want to talk more specifically about the beginnings of stories. There are many different ways that you could begin a great story. Because the beginning, you see, is important. It sets the tone for the whole work. It sets the context. It sets the flavor and the atmosphere for the story. Some well-known beginnings of stories that you might recognize are, "Long ago in a land far, far away." Or, more simply, "Once upon a time." "It was the best of times. It was the worst of times." "It was a night just like tonight." Or, "It was a dark and stormy night." How about this one? "Once there were four children whose names were Peter, Susan, Edmund, and Lucy." Or, "In a hole in the ground lived a hobbit." A great storyteller will think of the perfect beginning to set the proper tone for what they want to say. John, the son of Zebedee, has chosen a wonderful opening for his gospel account, for his witness to Jesus Christ. And he begins this witness with three simple words: "In the beginning." Think about these words. In the beginning. The beginning of what? What is the setting that John, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, has chosen for the beginning of his gospel story? This opening line is not original with John. He has chosen to use the first three words of a very famous story, the most important story to God's people. In the beginning. They are the same three words used to introduce the Lord God, Creator of heavens and the earth, to His people. The very first words printed in your Bible, other than the other things that they put in there now. Genesis 1, chapter 1, Moses writes, "In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth." These are words that you are all very familiar with. And that is precisely why John uses them. By using this particular opening, he immediately places Christ, the Word, before the work of creation. The Word existed before the universe was created. He is eternal. He is not created. He was in the beginning. John refers to Jesus as the Word. And he is unique among all the New Testament writers in doing so. He's the only one who refers to Jesus as the Word. However, this has roots in the Old Testament, as it is the Word of God, God's powerful presence with His people throughout history that has been the creative force, the powerful force in His covenant. Now that He has set the stage in the beginning, He continues, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He was in the beginning with God. Jesus, although born of a woman at a specific place and time, existed long before. His claims of divine sonship are rejected by those from his hometown because they know him and they know his family. In their minds, It is impossible that the Son of God could be born of a man. The Jews believed devoutly in the Father, and they affirmed His eternality. However, they did not understand the divine Trinity, because God had not yet chosen to reveal Himself in that full sense. We see the Father, the Son, and the Spirit in the Old Testament. But what is clear for us in retrospect was not clear for them at the time. So John sets the story straight. Jesus has been with God from all eternity, since the beginning of all time. Not only was the Word present in the beginning with God, John says the Word was God. This is the very statement that the Jews would execute Jesus for. He claimed equality with God. In their blind zeal to protect God's holiness, they rejected the revelation of His one and only Son. Jesus is God. He was in the beginning with God. John continues, all things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. See, to underscore Jesus' divinity, John speaks of Christ's work in creation. He says that all things were made through Him. It's not that Christ took part in one particular aspect of creation while the Father and the Spirit did everything else. John says that all things were made through Him. He took part in the entire work of creation. He underscores this even further by saying, without Him was not anything made that was made. So, if you were to look at every single particle of the created universe, you would not be able to find one little atom, one little thing, which was not made through the work of Christ. The account of God's creation begins, as we've seen in Genesis 1, chapter 3. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Throughout the account of the creation, it is God's speech, His speech that is the instrument of creation. He speaks the universe into existence. It is through His Word that He creates. Christ is revealed as the mediator of creation, even as He is the mediator of your redemption. He is the powerful Word through whom all things were made in holiness and perfection. Verse 4, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word was not subordinate in any way to the Father in creation. He didn't rely solely on the Father's ability to give life. He had life within Himself to give to His people. This life is vital for His people. John says that it is the light of men. Here, John begins to move beyond the work of creation to Christ's work in redemption. After the creation account in Genesis chapters 1 to 2, the Lord condescends to enter into a covenant with mankind, with Adam as their representative. God promises both reward and punishment, both of which depend upon Adam's obedience or disobedience to the covenant of works. He was to serve God in keeping and guarding the garden, and was to not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. However, he broke the covenant, and in him all mankind was doomed to sin and death. The creation is plunged from light into darkness. Mankind is alienated from God and cast out of His presence, barred from the garden, barred from the tree of life. However, shortly after, in Genesis 3:15, the promise of a Savior is given. Christ is that Savior, the seed of the woman, who has come to crush the head of the serpent and his followers. He brings life to a world cursed by death. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness of sin covers the earth, covers God's creation. He is the light shining into the darkness. John writes, the light shines in the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it. In the beginning, light was the first thing that God created. Light. Moses writes, and God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. The light was set apart from the darkness. The two were not mingled together, and from creation onward were divided. However, it was the crown of God's creation. His very own image bearer, Adam, his very own image bearing son, who would be the one to bring darkness upon all his handiwork. But now the light comes again in its full radiance, piercing through the darkness. John is speaking here of life as the holy righteousness of God coming in the grace of Jesus Christ to save his people from their sin. The darkness represents sin, death, unbelief, rebellion against God. And it's a powerful analogy, a powerful metaphor that he's using here with light and darkness. Our very lives are ordered by light and darkness. It is built into God's created order. During the day, you can move about freely and get your work done. However, at night, the light fades away and you retire to your homes to rest safe and secure. Now, if we need to, we can get around at night because we have flashlights, our cars have headlights, we have street lights and things of that nature. But imagine what it would be like to live 150 years ago when there were no electric lights available for the public to use. You might have a lamp or a candle to help give light at night, but that hardly compares to the brightness and convenience of our electric lights. Even though we have free access to light, you know what it's like to be in darkness. You've experienced that. At night, you turn off the lights in your house so that you can rest your eyes and sleep. As time passes, your eyes grow accustomed to the darkness. Your pupils open up to allow in any light that's available in the house so that you can see. Maybe a little bit of moonlight coming in through the window. In this state, you grow quite comfortable in the darkness, and light becomes an intruder. How do you feel if someone comes in while you're lying in bed in the still of the night and turns on the light, flips on your light switch in your bedroom? It hurts your eyes. It causes you bodily pain. The light assaults your eyes and you close them tightly to keep it out. You may flee under the covers to escape it. Put your pillow over your head. You may even curse at the light. You might even throw something at it to try to destroy it so that you can be left in peace in the darkness. Jesus is the light. When he enters the darkened world, he is like the brightness of the sun shining into your bedroom at 3 o'clock in the morning. Those who are in darkness flee from him and recoil in pain at who he is and at what he says. Others seek to kill the light that they may be left alone in the darkness. John says in chapter 3, and this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his deeds have been carried out in God. There is a sharp dividing line that separates out all of humanity into two groups, and just two. Every man, woman, and child falls into one group or the other. Either they are sons of light or they are sons of darkness. There is no gray area. No one dwells in the twilight. Either they are in the light of Christ's salvation or they are in the darkness of sin and death. Sons and daughters of the living God, you are not in darkness. For you, the light is life. Christ is your hope and your salvation. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." As followers of Christ, you have the light of life. Jesus says, if you believe in him, that you are sons of light. The light cannot abide the darkness. God's holiness cannot abide sin. God's justice demands that all sin be punished with death. However, Christ comes as the light into the darkness to bring the light of life to his people. The darkness wages war against the light. Satan and his forces launch an assault upon Christ and seek to triumph over him. They succeed in having him beaten, humiliated, tortured, and crucified. But it was only through this sacrificial death, in being seemingly overcome by the darkness, bearing the Father's wrath for your sin, it's only through this that Christ could give the light of life to you, his people. For 3 days it appeared that the light had been extinguished. However, John tells you from the introduction of his gospel that the darkness has not overcome the light. Christ rose victorious over sin and death. He bore the blackness of your sin upon the cross so that he could give to you the light of his righteousness. Charles Wesley, not typically known as a Reformed theologian, captured this in his hymn, "And Can It Be?" He writes in verse 4, "Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me?" John has revealed to you the majesty and beauty of your Savior, Jesus the Christ. He is Almighty God, who had his hand in creating all things. He knows all of his creation intimately, and he loves you dearly. He has given life to men. He is fully aware of the darkness of sin, having borne sin and the penalty for sin in his own body on the cross. He has died so that you might live. He is able to save you. He has the power. However, he is not only able to save, he is willing. He is willing. He loves you. His love for you took him both to the top of the cross and to the belly of the grave. He was not overcome by the darkness. He triumphed, and his victory is your victory. Therefore, flee from the darkness, which is death. Wage war against the darkness in your life. Do not allow it to take root. Do not allow it to fester. And when I say wage war, I mean it. This is hard stuff. It requires perseverance. It requires the grace of the Holy Spirit. Fight against the strong temptations to hate, to lust, to be selfish, to be greedy, to take vengeance, to walk in the darkness. It's a battle that takes place in all of your life, not only when you're at work, but when you're at home, when you're together as a family, when you're driving in your car on the highway, when you're surfing the internet, when you're sitting on your couch watching TV. Flee from the darkness. Flee to the light. To do this, you must look to Jesus. He is no weakling. As a man, he has been tempted in every way that you are tempted. However, he is not merely a man. He is the God-man. He is the Word become flesh. He is the light. So as sons and daughters of light, walk in the light, even as you have been given freely the light of life. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we dwell in a world that oftentimes seems so dark. We are surrounded by images, assaulted by images every day of sin, of lust, of hate, of selfish greed and desire, of godlessness and rebellion. But you have given us the light shining in the darkness. You have opened up our eyes. You have brought us out of the darkness into the light of Jesus Christ. You have taken the blackness of our soul and washed it in His precious blood and given us a new heart, taken our heart of stone and given us a heart of flesh in Jesus Christ, that we may now serve You, that we can walk in the light. Lord, give us the strength. Increase our faith. Grow us in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Because on our own we are insufficient for these things. But by the power of Your Spirit, making effectual to us the finished work of our Savior, help us to serve You as Your sons and Your daughters. In Jesus' name, amen.